This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not to be lost among all of the Pat Mahomes to do is yesterday, the Major League Baseball released all the schedules, and so the Texas Rangers schedule is out. Gentlemen, have you had the opportunity to look through and consume this schedule?
Yeah, but where can I find it, though? Because I haven't.
You can find it on 1053thefan.com, where you can also find the Pat Mahomes story. You could see, I think, a picture of Sean Sharif's baby and get the info on there.
Wait, why didn't you start with that?
Because they don't have the hand size yet. What I'm still waiting for. But he did joke that they didn't know the baby's hand size. But yes, congratulations to Sean.
Oh,
the baby is born and healthy. You can go check out the picture on 1053thefan.com.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, go check it out. Catch the fever. So while you're on 1053thefan.com looking at the Rangers schedule, have you guys had the chance to flip through this? What are your thoughts?
Dude, I look through it thoroughly. Because here's the awesome news. Do you guys see all the West Coast games they have and what time the start time is?
Yeah, isn't the start time going to be 8:05 Central?
It's going to be 8 o'clock. Like, to help out, I think Houston and the Texas Rangers, is they decided for TV purposes that when the Rangers, pretty much every road game they have besides the Astros is a West Coast game, that they will start those games at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock.
That's huge, because when you leave on a West Coast game to come back, you know, you're what, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, Mike?
Yeah. God. Yeah, they don't have one 9 o'clock game on their schedule, yet all their road games are on the West Coast. And most games, to your point, Corey, because of just the schedule of not having fans and not being like, hey, we don't want a Wednesday night in August. We need to have fans, and we can't do a 1 o'clock or a 3 o'clock start. All games that are getaway games, for the most part, are getaway starts, which means you're playing a day game. That last game of a series, you are playing a day game.
Now, one of the things that the Rangers do have working against them is they will travel the most miles this year. Houston will travel the second most, 13,954. The Rangers will log 14,706 miles in the air. I was always curious, like, I know you guys get really used to flying and maybe desensitized to it, but does all of that travel wear on you just in terms of, like, being in the plane, being in the air?
So here's my opinion on this, and a lot of longtime major league players have a different opinion on this. Like, if you talk to Mark McLemore, 19 years in the major leagues, or Pudge, 21 years in the major leagues, it ain't as hard as riding a bus for 14 hours. So I get it. Like, flying across the country on a 6-7 hour flight is not fun, and for the Texas Rangers, it is the worst that they're in the West. But I always felt like when I was in the major leagues and I got on a plane and had at least a seat in between us, sometimes you'd have a whole row to yourself. At least you'd have a seat in between us. You wouldn't be sitting next to each other. On a bus, I'm sitting next to another 6'2" starting pitcher or whatever for the most part on the bus. And we are leaving at 11 p.m. or 11:30 at night, and we're getting into that next city at somewhere between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. And we're playing that day, where there's no off day in the minor leagues. So I always felt like, I get it, because for major leaguers that are just playing major leagues, that travel is tough. All I'd ask is go down to AAA or AA for a season, and it's a lot tougher than the major leagues. So, yes, it's tough. It ain't nearly as tough as playing in AAA or AA.
Whenever the schedule comes out, I know when the Cowboys schedule comes out, obviously we run through it and are like, that's a win, that's a win. Is that, I mean, I assume you would not really do that for the old 162-game schedule, but... now, I mean, did you, Corey?
No. Okay. But I try to think to myself, okay, how many can I take from each team? And when can I get my best edge? Because if I feel like Houston's going to be good late, like better later in the season than they are earlier in the season, we play Houston the entire back half of this season. So, like, we're going to be in trouble there. So we really got to get an edge on somebody early. And, Mike, you've been saying that you think Oakland – has the best chance to win this division. So, you know, you got them, what, they're the first team that I think you're going to play in the division, and you're going to be on the road against them, and then you got them another time that month. So that's a team that you really might want to see, okay, can I get an edge on them early? But that's kind of what I look at is, where's Seattle? When can I try and steamroll Seattle? And what are my points of being able to, you know, pick a couple of games here and there? But I guess winning against the other division is going to be just as important too, because you know, you got to pick up extra games somewhere.
Okay, so I think this is a great question, and I think the Rangers get a very favorable schedule for this season in this aspect. Colorado's not supposed to be very good this year, and San Francisco's bad, okay? And I get it. Everybody has a chance. I see it. I find it very tough that San Francisco can come out of nowhere and make the playoffs or be an over 500 team. Your first five games, I know there's no – we don't know yet, but most likely there'll be no fans in the stands.
And, you get Colorado, and the Rangers did come out and say, Bassick, is they do not anticipate fans for that first week. So you're right there.
So you get Colorado, Arizona, San Francisco for your first eight games. If you can go – and I know this is, you know, who knows. If you can go 6-2 – in your first eight games, because you're playing the two worst teams in the NL West, according to Las Vegas, in Colorado and San Francisco for six of those games, and you play Arizona for two of those games, and Arizona is supposed to be kind of a 500 team or maybe a little above 500. I'm not saying you sweep Colorado, sweep San Francisco, and lose two to Arizona because on paper they're better than you. But if you can go 6-2 in those first eight games, how about that? Putting yourself in a position where then you go to Oakland. Oakland's great. So if you split the first two against Oakland and you are 7-3 to start this season with 50 games to go, you've put yourself in a great position. Yes. So that's the way I look at it. I was watching MLB Network from 5 p.m. yesterday to about 6:30, and they were breaking down a lot of people's schedules. They didn't really break down the Rangers' schedule because they're not considered a favorite or an important team for 2020. But what they were breaking down for a lot of teams is the beginning and the end of the schedules and how important it is to get off to a good start. If the Rangers can get off, Corey, to a 7-3 start, then that could set you up for, hey, we're in this sucker. And if you get off to a 3-7 start, if it was going to be the Dodgers, then the Houston Astros, then the Oakland A's to start, and you get off to a 3-7 start because your schedule's just so tough, you're just sitting there going, man, I don't know if we can do this because we're off to such a bad start.
Yeah, so, Kevin, I think that Mike's right about that, and that's why I think that it's going to be exciting if the Rangers can do that. Like, if the Rangers can get off to a 7-3 start, the rest of the season will feel like a playoff. I don't doubt that. The feeling that fans are going to have about each night, and Mike, I know whenever we talk about baseball playoffs, for me, every pitch I'm holding my breath. I remember watching that first game with you whenever, and by the way, not every game Mike and I watched together turns out bad, because remember Derek Holland was on the mound against the Tigers, and you were in the other studio, and you looked like a caged lion over there. It was fun to watch that. But, you know, every pitch.
And remember,
we
watched the Detroit game where the refs let the Cowboys win that game.
Yeah, that one too. Yes, we did.
I choose to ignore that. Thank you.
Every pitch, you're holding your breath, and that's why you always say, Mike, you know, pitchers for the playoffs, it's like five innings kind of really wears you out more than it typically does a guy that typically goes 7 or 8 or 9 innings. So Kevin, for that stretch, if you start off hot, it's going to feel like playoffs for the remainder of the season, because every pitch is going to matter.
Okay. Along those lines, you were talking about breaking down the schedule and everything. I did a couple of notations that I thought you guys might be interested in if you're looking for favorable stretches. So, Between August 7th and August 30th, 15 of the Rangers' 23 games are home games. So if you get the fans back by then that could be a nice little run right there. But also, do you hate baseball when they have days off?
No. Why? Why would I hate
baseball? I'm saying when they get days off. Do you hate it?
No.
Like the Rangers have a day off?
Yeah, that's a wrong answer, Corey. The correct answer is I want to see them play all the time.
Okay.
Well, right. I have great news for you. From August 4th to August 30th, that is a span of 27 days. They will play 26 games in those 27 days.
They'll play Belichick drop.
They'll play 9 straight, get 1 day off, and then they'll play 17 consecutive days.
Good God.
And then they get 1 day off. And then from September 1st to September 27th, once again, 27 days, they will play 26 games.
No days off.
I mean, pretty much. That means in the span, now I'm not kidding about this, in the span of 55 days, Corey, they will play 52 games.
That's tough.
That is a breakneck pace, which we kind of knew would be the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is good news, though, for a team like the Texas Rangers, because who knows if your guys are going to be able to start every fifth day. You have depth in your rotation. Now, who knows how good Allard and Palumbo and possibly Taylor Hearn, just throwing out the guys that are kind of maybe your 6, 7, 8 guys in your rotation this year. But if you need to have a 6-man rotation at that point because there's no days off type of situation, the Rangers can handle that. You know, the Houston Astros have a better team than the Texas Rangers on paper this year. But I don't know if they can actually handle if two guys go down in their rotation for a 10 to 15 day stretch and there's no days off. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle that. Now, look, they have a dude named Forrest Whitley, who was a super stud prospect who did not pitch well last year in the minor leagues, at least as how they wanted him to. He could be a guy that helps them this year. Maybe he's better this year. But the Rangers can handle, you know, the situation here of, oh, no, we had a pitcher or two go down, because I still really like Colby Allard, guys. I think he is going to be a middle-of-the-rotation pitcher for the Texas Rangers for a long time. It's just this year they do have 5 veteran guys, which kind of, as long as they're healthy, pushes him out of the rotation.
We don't have the depth, though, in my opinion, in the batting lineup or in the triple.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. Kevin, remember when we do the if this, if that?
Yeah.
If every single one of those guys stays healthy, we might be able to be okay.
Right. And the bullpen worries me. 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning.
Yeah.
We don't have what you'd consider to be reliable guys that you know can do it. We hope Montero, you know, can really contribute this year, and Chavez has a good year type of deal.
I'm going to provide an if this, then that with no other context. If the Rangers sweep their 4-game series with Houston to end the season, do they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Well, okay. I'll say at least they probably knock out the Astros.
Okay. Yeah. That's almost just as good. Oh, I heard that, Corey. Mm-hmm. I heard that.